Airport DJW. Please check in mobile. This is Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN, Allen Mobile, down in Livonia, Georgia, headed home. Just check me in and out.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize K4VKN. That is Alan, who's got a good signal into the repeater from a mobile station down in Livonia, Georgia. Sounding good. You're making it into the repeater just fine. Alan, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And do stay safe out there on the mobile. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW.
Hello, W. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, Kilo 4 ISG.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4 ISG. That is Danny over in Gastonia. Good to have you this night, Danny. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. I've already got you checked in. I've got to remove that one. Otherwise, I'd have you checked in twice. Were you coming back for comments or were you just checking in?
Check in twice. I don't know. I'm losing my mind. My apologies.
Hey, no problem. Better safe than sorry, right? Do appreciate you checking in with us, Dan. But do take care. Stay safe. Well, one last call. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, please be sure to stop by again tomorrow night where it normally would have been KJ4RQZ. That's Nathan, but he's got to work, so I'm going to fill in for him tomorrow night, and he's going to fill in for me next Saturday night. So stop back by tomorrow night. I'll be here again tomorrow. Would really appreciate you stopping in and stopping by and checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Stand by for my net report.
Before DJW, KO4RMD, one last question.
Okay, I believe my net report did double with somebody. There was somebody in there doubling with the net report. Go ahead.
For DJW, KO4RMD. Just a quick question about the Google Earth. How do you figure out the line of sight and the height again?
So in Google Earth, you go to – so first thing you want to do is just I make it easy for me. I drop a pin at my QTH, one of those little yellow pins that's on the bar. It's on the toolbar that's up at the top of Google Earth. Just zoom in on your house and drop a pin there. Because the thing about those pins is when you zoom out, they stay the same size, so you can find your house again. And then go up to Caesar's Head and cruise around about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina line on 276, and you'll see the WYFF tower up there. You'll look around for it. The road's really, really curvy. The 276 that goes up to the mountain is super curvy. So look for – or you can just type in Caesar's Head, too, and it'll take you to the general vicinity, and then you can just zoom out and find it. Drop a pin there as well. Then you can zoom out to where you can see both pins. Then go to that toolbar across the top and grab a line, right, and connect the two pins together with the line. And you'll see that it'll pop up a window, and it won't have a name, but you can type in a name in that window once you drag that line between those two points. And you can also, if you want to improve accuracy, you know, give that line a name in that little toolbox and say, okay. And that toolbox goes away, and now the line has a name, and you can see it in your navigator bar over on the left. And if you want to, you can zoom in on your house, and you can go click on that line and right-click on it and say Properties. That dialog box will pop back up again. And then you can grab the end of the line and fine-tune it, right? Because drawing a line for 20 miles, you're not fine-tuning anything. You're getting close, but you're not fine-tuning it. If you zoom in on it, you can put that line, the one end of that line, right on top of your house. Then you can zoom out, go over to the other end of the line, and put it right on top of the tower, and then say okay with your dialog box. Then go back over. Once you get the line exactly like you want it, go over to the dialog box, the navigation bar that's over on the left-hand side of the screen, and find the name that you gave that line, and right-click on that name and go down to elevation profile. Right, it will split the screen at the bottom, and the bottom half of your screen will be the elevation profile where that line is that you drew between those two points. And you can see It's like cutting the earth open with a knife and seeing what's between you and the mountain. It's a fantastic functionality inside Google Earth. Does that help?
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave. I was able to kind of follow along with you there and put my line in. I've just got to figure out the elevation and see if I can get it to work. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I use that all the time. That's just because if there is a piece of dirt between you and where you're talking and you're doing VHF, there's not a lot of options, let's put it that way, other than raise it up higher or move over to one side or the other or bounce it off of another mountain that has a lot of iron in it. Anyway, good luck with that. Let me know if you need any more help with that. If you want to send me an email, look me up on QRZ. My email is up to date over there, and you can send me an email. If you have any trouble with it, I can send you like snapshots of me doing it. Anyway, take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to the normal amateur use. 73s and good night.